It's hard to imagine music that paints a brighter picture than this, with trumpets, drums, and a rhythm that's nothing less than addictive. This is an invitation to see the world in a new way. For J.S. Bach, Easter morning is both a resolution to the heart-wrenching experience of Holy Week and a springboard into the coming months. The Easter Oratorio is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. It was in 1724 that Bach wrote the first version of the St. John Passion for Good Friday services in Leipzig, and in the following year, when a revised version of that narrative of Jesus' execution was performed again, Bach followed it 2 days later, on Easter Sunday, with a work that told the next part of the story. It was what later became the Easter Oratorio. And if you'd like to see a translation of that piece, just head to our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. One of the most compelling interpreters of Bach's keyboard music these days is Angela Hewitt. Her approach is one rooted in clarity, but with a sense of lyricism that I think is uncommon in this music. Here's pianist Angela Hewitt with the Preludes and Fugues in E minor and G major, from Book 2 of The Well-Tempered Clavier. Thank you. That's pianist Angela Hewitt with the Preludes and Fugues in E minor and G major from Book 2 of Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier. For Easter Sunday in 1725, Bach went to his files. He found a terrifically brilliant celebratory cantata he had written for a duke's birthday about a month before, and he fashioned an Easter cantata. Several years later, he renamed it the Easter Oratorio and continued refining it over the years, even up to the year before his death. It opens with a festive movement featuring trumpets and drums, piercing the dark mood of the end of Holy Week to signify the resurrection of Jesus. The instrumentalists eventually move into a pensive and thoughtful tone reflective of the mood of Jesus' followers in the hours and days after his crucifixion. The trumpets and drums return to begin telling the story of the discovery of Jesus' resurrection with four vocal soloists, each of whom is assigned to a particular character. The soprano sings the role of Mary Jacobi, with the alto as Mary Magdalene, the tenor as Peter, and the bass as John. The four characters begin with a recitative lamenting the loss of Jesus, followed by a lonely aria of longing by the soprano. Peter and John then arrive to find Jesus' empty grave, and Mary Magdalene explains that an angel has told her of Jesus' resurrection. That brings us to the emotional centerpiece of the oratorio, an aria for the tenor that goes right to the heart of what the resurrection means for an individual believer. The words translate as, "Gentle shall my death throes be, only a slumber, Jesus, because of your shroud." Peter, with a fragment of Jesus' garment as evidence of resurrection, realizes that his own death will be nothing more than a slumber, the fragment symbolically wiping away tears of pain. That embrace of the afterlife as unification with the divine leads to another aria of searching from the alto, but now in an optimistic, hopeful tone, followed by a recitative and chorus, bringing the celebration back into the community voice. Remember, a translation of the text for this piece is available at our website, classicalwcrb.org. This performance of Bach's Easter Oratorio features soprano soloist Carolyn Sampson, alto Yestin Davies, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Peter Harvey. They're joined by the Retrospect Ensemble, all conducted by Matthew Halls, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
kalter meine Sinn, wo ist die Liebe hin, die dem Heilen schuldig seid?
Ein schwaches Weib muss euch beschämen.
Ach, ein betrübtes Grämen und banges Herzeleid hat mit gesalzenen Tränen und wehmutsvollem Sehnen ihm eine Salbung zugedacht.
Die er, wie viel, umsonst gemacht.
Thank you. Und hier der Stein, der solche zugedeckt. Wo aber wird mein Heiland sein?
Er ist vom Tode auferweckt. Wir trafen einen Engel an, der hat uns solches kundgetan.
Hier seh ich mit Vergnügen das Schweißtuch abgewickelt.
Schweißbuch sein. Sanft ist euer
nicht ein Schweißtuch sein, nur ein Schmuck.
Nur ein Schluck. So
der Freud, dass unser Jesu wieder lebt und unser Herz zuerst in Traurigkeit zerflossen und geschwebt, vergisst den Schmerz und singt auf Freudenlieder, denn unser Heiland lebt wieder.
Easter Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed here by the Retrospect Ensemble and conductor Matthew Halls. The soloists included soprano Carolyn Sampson, alto Yestin Davies, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Peter Harvey. It's hard to overestimate the impact this piece would have had in its original setting after a Good Friday service that included a Passion setting by Bach, or maybe even one of the other composers he used. The brightness of the Easter Oratorio would be an experience perhaps even more powerful than our modern concert hall experiences of this music. Remember, you can hear this program again at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.